Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Speaking of business news, a staple for just about everybody growing up. Me as a kid, my parents used to do this. I'm sure you did this for your kids, Susan. Pay less. You get this cheap shoes for the kids because they grow out of them so quickly. That's what I grew up on. Well, apparently, pay less is closing up shop. Sherry Preston is with us on the live line. Sherry, what's going on here and how big of an impact is this going to be?
Hi, yeah, good morning, Mike. I remember taking my own kid to Payless because you're right. They grow out of them so quickly, and you had to find a pair of shoes that you could wear for a while, and then, you know, you'd pass them on to somebody else. Payless has about 2,100 stores in the U.S., and they will all be closing by the end of March. It looks like Buffalo has about 5 Payless shoe stores. And the problem with Payless is really twofold. First of all, they have been hurt by online companies like Zappos and Amazon, but really more, they're hurt by actual brick-and-mortar stores that are doing much better in the shoe space. Places like DSW, TJ Maxx and Marshalls, Kohl's, they are just outselling them when it comes to shoes. In the peak, Payless sold about 250 million pairs of shoes a year back in the early 1990s, but that has really dropped recently. And Payless actually filed for bankruptcy once less than 2 years ago. So this will be its second filing. They call it Chapter 22. When you file for Chapter 11 twice, you just double it. And what it means is that by the end of March, 18,000 people will be looking for work who work at Payless, and all of the stores will be closed and all of the merchandise liquidated.
You know, I was thinking, what is going to take its place? Now, you mentioned those stores, but I don't think any of them had the same price point that Payless does.
Well, yeah. I mean, Walmart, kind of the same amount. You know, Kohl's, kind of the same, but those are even a little bit more. Another thing that hurt Payless is that its locations. Payless is a lot of times in shopping malls, and shopping malls have really been struggling lately, especially when they're anchored by stores like Sears, which has filed for Chapter 11 and is just barely hanging on, and JCPenney, same thing. I mean, you go into a lot of malls these days, especially in smaller towns, and you will just see some really struggling retailers. You can, you know, throw a bowling ball down the middle and you won't see a whole lot of people, you know, you won't hit a whole lot of people in there. And so they're hurting by that. That has hurt them a lot. But again, sales fell, filing for Chapter 11 twice, and everything is going to be gone. And by the end of March, you will no longer see any Payless shoe stores around the country.
Yeah, it's just bizarre how fast that the entire company is going to be folding. And, you know, you talk about the impact on malls. But one thing that I thought was really interesting that you had said, Sherry, is that Amazon is apparently a kind of a big game in town. I always think it's just bizarre when people want to get shoes over Amazon because you don't get to try them on at first.
Yeah, and shoes are one of those things that, you know, people will buy things. You know, they bought books, electronics, all kinds of things. But Amazon and Zappos both make it extremely easy to return stuff. I mean, it's all very simple. You do it on an app on your phone. They'll send you the prepaid sticker. You take it to UPS, and boom, it's done. I mean, so you can try on. Plus, what a lot of people do is they go into these stores, they try on the shoes, and then they find it cheaper online and buy it that way. You know, that's why a lot of stores are struggling these days, and Payless just one of many.
All right. Well, it's kind of a sad chapter closing. Sherry, thanks for the update. That's Sherry Preston. It's liquidation sales are underway at Payless shoe stores.
Yeah, including 5 in the Western New York region.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put put the spring back into your step and into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.